Dahmer, go with Mission Street. This is FieldPot.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from just one block away from the Powell Street BART stop in San Francisco, California. Today is Thursday, the 21st of April, 2016. On this date in 753 BC, Romulus and his twin brother Remus founded Rome. 1509, Henry VIII ascends the throne of England after the death of his father. 1782, Bangkok is founded. 1836, the Battle of San Jacinto, in which fluent Cherokee speaker Sam Houston's army beats General Santa Anna's troops. 1863, on the exact same day that Sam Houston died, Bahá'u'lláh, founder of the Baha'i Faith, declares his mission as "He whom God shall make manifest." 1953, Roy Cohn and David Shine, two of Senator Joe McCarthy's chief aides, return to the United States after a crazy and stupid investigation of the United States Information Service posts in Europe. For those who don't know, the U.S. Information Service used to fight propaganda with propaganda, quite successfully, in fact, until it was ended by retrograde North Carolina moron Senator Jesse Helms in 1999. In 1998, over 100,000 Chinese students begin protests in Tiananmen Square on this date. Birthdays are author Charlotte Bronte, naturalist John Muir, actor Anthony Quinn, Queen Elizabeth II, actor Andy McDowell, and nutter Iggy Pop. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast is written by Ari Suyaka. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to fieldpod.com or send us an email at fieldpod@gmail.com. And Tbilisi State University student protests are kicking into high gear. Auditorium 115 students movement resumed their protests on Saturday, the 16th of April. They were protesting on the street, also revived a sit-in, this time in the university's journalism building, barricaded themselves in. They had ended their protests about a month ago after the education ministry promised reforms. When the reforms were presented last week, students responded that the reforms don't actually change anything. Over the weekend, the protesting students were demanding that Prime Minister Kvitekashvili meet with them. He did on Sunday, the 17th of April, in the evening after 2 days of protest. Kvitekashvili met with them without excessive security and journalists there. After the meeting, the students ended their protest, opened the doors of the journalism building, and the de facto, and therefore allowed the teachers to resume the next morning without saying anything on a Monday. Kvitekashvili said after that he agreed with the students that the self-government should not exist in its current form. The prime minister and students agreed they would meet again before the end of the week to discuss how to change it. They plan to create a special working group of students with the prime minister participating to develop a new education law. Meanwhile, lectures from the Georgian Technical University were also protesting for a whole week, some even on hunger strike, while demanding the resignation of the rector, who was elected 3 times. A handful of lectures with students were demanding a new election for the university's academic council. The government's parliamentary secretary met with them on the 18th of April, asking them to end their hunger strike. Ombudsman Ucha Nanuashvili visited and said his office will investigate how it is that a rector was elected 3 times. Student activists from Auditorium 115 have also revealed that police are pressuring them by threatening their families. They wrote in a statement late on the 18th of April that police are visiting families every day, saying that if the Auditorium 115 doesn't give up their fight against the security agents or ODRs, then their family members will be fired from their jobs or arrested. The students appealed to the government, the president, foreign diplomats, a public defender, international organizations for support and protection. They are saying that the police regime, which was established during the national movement, rule still exists. State Security Service said briefly in response that they have not pressured students. Academic staff voted for a new acting rector for Tbilisi State on the 20th of April after the university rector Lada Papava resigned following student protests. They elected Dadejan Dvaltvadze, who's the vice rector and professor of humanities faculty. She received over 500 votes out of roughly 1,000 cast ballots. Dvaltvadze can be acting rector for a maximum of 6 months. In mid-May, there'll be elections for members of the academic council. The rector's election will likely be held in August. Constitutional Court ruled that legislation allowing security agencies to have direct, unrestricted access to telecoms operators' networks, it's unconstitutional. The court ordered that they replace the existing surveillance regulations before the 31st of March, 2017, which is, by the way, an extremely generous amount of time. The Constitutional Court said that the State Security Service possesses technical capabilities for eavesdropping and monitoring online communication, which allow the mass collection of personal information in real time, and that the systems in place to mitigate the threat of unjustified interference into citizens' private lives cannot be deemed a sufficient and effective mechanism. The Constitutional Court also ruled that existing regulations of metadata retention are unconstitutional, that the metadata is copied and retained by the same agency which carries out investigations, and this increases the threat of power abuse. As a reminder, in 2014, Parliament passed a package of legislative amendments setting tighter rules for law enforcement agencies to carry out surveillance activities. It introduced a requirement for security agencies to obtain a court warrant for surveillance and increased the authorities of the Personal Data Protection Inspector. But a key issue remained. Security agencies still operated the black box spy devices and telecommunication services providers network. Rights groups argued that, what do they mean by black box, is that it just takes everything so that they can look at it whenever they want. Rights groups argued that as long as the security agencies keep operating the black box, the law enforcement agencies can easily circumvent the Personal Data Protection Inspector and launch unlawful surveillance, which is, of course, the idea. In early 2015, the Public Defender's Office and This Affects You Too campaign filed a lawsuit in the Constitutional Court requesting revoking these clauses in the legislation, arguing that it violates the constitutional right to privacy. The latest decision by the Constitutional Court is in response to that case. Good job, This Affects You. Deputy Economy Minister Ketevan Bochorashvili has been in Mumbai, India, meeting with film producing companies to talk about the government's Film in Georgia program. Well-known Bollywood filmmaker Rajkumar Hirani said he plans to visit Georgia soon to scope things out and is seriously considering Georgia as a location of his new venture. As a reminder, under the Film to Georgia program, foreign companies producing films in Georgia will have between 20 to 25% of their filming expenses covered. Also, Georgian film industry people from Enterprise Georgia, which is the official body organizing the Film in Georgia program, and the Georgia National Film Center are in Hollywood from the 20th to the 25th of April to talk to film companies about the program. Reportedly, they will be meeting with Disney and the Motion Picture Association of America. Keeping up with the lari, the National Bank bought $10 million in a foreign currency auction on the 20th of April. As the lari continues to strengthen against the dollar, the lari was trading at 2.234 per U.S. dollar late Wednesday afternoon on the 20th of April, which is 6.7% stronger since the beginning of the year. On the 14th of April, the Constitutional Court ruled that banning independent candidates from running for the mayor's office and for the head of municipalities, or Gamgeblebi, is unconstitutional. According to existing legislation, only political parties can nominate candidates for mayor and Gamgeblebi in local elections. The Constitutional Court said that clause of the election code it unreasonably restricts the right to run for mayoral and Gamgeblebi offices, which is in conflict with the constitutional right to participate in elections and to hold public office. As discussed before, some of the South Ossetian leadership has been talking about holding a referendum on the constitutional amendments that will allow them to join Russia. President Putin commented on it after his annual live TV phone-in last week. He said that Moscow cannot resist South Ossetia's plans to hold a referendum related to joining Russia, and that Moscow will look at what is the basis for the referendum, what the final formulation of the question will be, and depending on that, will make a decision. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili is in Strasbourg, France. He met with the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, Secretary General of the Council of Europe, and is addressing the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe as keynote speaker. President Margvelashvili is with his wife on an official visit to Paris starting on the 21st. Today, Defense Minister Tiniko Khidashely attended the 10th Global Security Forum in Bratislava, Slovakia. She met with NATO and EU officials. Foreign Minister Misha John Elidze is in New York, meeting with the Gulf Cooperation Council at the UN. In terms of travelers coming to Georgia, a group of military experts from Lithuania are at the Kurtsanisi National Training Center near Tbilisi to share experiences in military training. High Commissioner on National Minorities was in Tbilisi. Chairman of Korea's National Assembly was in Tbilisi, met with Parliamentary Speaker Dato Uzubashvili on the 21st of April. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was scheduled to be in Georgia on the 23rd of April, then go to Armenia and Azerbaijan, but the trip has been postponed. European Parliament's Committee on Civil Liberties is discussing on the 21st of April the European legislative proposal to allow Georgian citizens visa-free travel within the Schengen area. As a reminder, the European Commission put forth a proposal in March. Before it can go into force, it has to be approved by the European Parliament and the Council of the European Union, which is the ministers. As a note, there was a report in a German newspaper, Die Welt, that the EU may add a suspension clause to the document about visa-free travel. When Prime Minister Kvitikashvili was in Strasbourg this week, President of the European Commission told him that that's not happening. No new clause or conditions. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili sat down with TV political talk show hosts from 10 Tbilisi-based TV stations. In an interview, he ruled out that the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party will enter into a coalition with the Alliance of Patriots or Nino Bourgenadze's Democratic Movement. On Bidzina Ivanishvili, he said that Ivanishvili's factor in politics today is very important and that it's not a secret that it was BI's initiative to nominate him as prime minister back in December. He iterated again that the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party will be reshuffled. There'll be a renewal later in May. He said that while Euro-Atlantic integration is a top priority, Georgia shouldn't be screaming that they're under Russia's threat all the time because that's not good for development and attracting investment. A group of students from the Free University have a startup called Wally. They won a Google Tech contest. They will now receive backing from Google to create an app for Google's new tablet device working within the framework of Google's Project Tango. The Wally creators said they plan to create apps that could include hanging digital photographs on walls, painting city streets with virtual graffiti, providing mobile guides for museums. 22-year-old weightlifter Lasha Talakadze won gold in the over 150 kg event at the European Weightlifting Championships in Norway. He beat a European record by lifting 212 kilos in the snatch, which is only 2 kilos short of the world record. The official car of an Abkhazian opposition member of parliament was hit by an explosion in Sukhumi on the 16th of April. The Abkhaz parliament called it an act of terrorism aimed at challenging the parliament and the whole political system. Earlier in March, that lawmaker had put forward a motion of no confidence for the prime minister and had spoken against the government's plan to make it legal for foreigners to buy property in Abkhazia, which they're, of course, talking about Armenians, which now ethnic Armenians are more than ethnic Abkhaz, but more importantly, Russians, and whether or not they can own land, since there are plenty of them that would like to pick up dachas there. The energy ministry signed a memorandum with American firm Headwell Power International for the construction, ownership, and operation of a future solar power plant in Gardabani. Headwell Power International will conduct a technical economic feasibility study over the next year. The total investment of the project will be $120 million. National Center for Disease Control is preparing an anti-smoking bill. The goal will be to move smoking to designated areas. Further amendments will concern the law on advertising. They want to completely ban advertisements for tobacco products. There will be a radical increase in the fines for smoking in no smoking area. Currently, it's 20 lari. They want to double or triple it. Marriott International will open a 3-star Moxie Hotel in Tbilisi by the end of 2017. Construction has started. It's at Sarbrücken Square, formerly known as Varensov Square, near the Marjanashvili area. Reportedly, over $25 million is going into it. The U.S. Overseas Private Investment Corporation is helping the government with financing. Other developers are the GMT Group, which owns Tbilisi Marriott. Germany is lending 140 million euros to Georgia. The money will be used for projects to support the financial sector for the safe management of waste climate, for expanding the electricity transmission network, and for creating a water supply and sewage system in Ajada. Tbilisi and Istanbul have officially become twinned cities. The National Wine Agency signed a memorandum of understanding with the Georgian Wine Center in Nanchang, the capital of the Shanxi province in China. They will soon open a new Georgian Wine Center in Nanchang City. 6 people were arrested in Georgia for trying to sell radioactive uranium-238. The State Security Service declined to report the amount of uranium they had, but says they were trying to sell it for $200 million. The 6 were court-ordered to pretrial detention. Finance Ministry's investigative service arrested 2 Azerbaijani citizens at the Red Bridge. Georgia-Azerbaijan border crossing for attempting to illegally import 12 kilos of gold to Georgia. Gold bars are valued at close to $450,000. They were found in a hidden cache in the car. The Ministry of Energy at the Georgian Oil and Gas Corporation are building an underground natural gas storage facility in the Tbilisi neighborhood of Samgori. It should be completed in May. According to a feasibility study, it will be possible to store 210 to 280 million cubic meters of natural gas. SOCAR has expressed interest. It has a Chinese engineering firm, the Tianchen Engineering Corporation, as well as a Chinese engineering firm. On Friday, the 15th of April, Batumi's Muslim community held a peaceful rally demanding to get a construction permit to build a new mosque because of the Orta Jemeh, because the Orta Jemeh one is overcrowded. Constitutional Court ruled against Misha's mother, Giulia Lasagna, in her appeal against the seizure of her property. She claimed it should be unconstitutional to seize property which might not be related to a crime. As a reminder, in 2014, Tbilisi City Court ordered the seizure of property belonging to Misha and his family members related to charges against Misha for allegedly misspending $5 million of public money. The Ministry of Education of Greece launched a Georgian language pilot program in a school in Athens where there are a number of Georgian students. The Georgian government is financing the program. Fencer Sandro Bazadze will compete at the Summer Olympics in Rio in August after qualifying at a tournament in Prague. The Ministry of Agriculture is introducing some technical regulations in hazelnut production to target exports to the EU. New protected territories are being created in the Racha region by Georgian state agencies together with the World Wildlife Fund. Businessman Cesar Ciocelli is teaming up with a Chinese company and investing $100 million to build a new cement plant in Sanaki and Samagrelo in western Georgia. The factory will produce Euro 4 standard cement. Construction will start in June. A group of Austrian experts are in Tbilisi this week to evaluate the flood risks around the Kakvadi River and its tributaries. They were invited by the Minister of Environment. A group of Canadian investors from Westwood International Advisors, a privately owned investment management firm, visited Georgia. They said they are looking to invest about $50 million. Jazz pianist Gyorgy Mikadze will perform at the National Jazz Museum in Harlem on the 30th of April to mark International Jazz Day. Georgia presented wines at the 7th Wine and Gourmet Japan Expo. Seven Georgian wine companies presented in the Real Wine Fair in London. Georgian-German documentary When the Earth Seems to be Light about teenage skateboarders in Georgia is screening at the Go East Festival of Central and Eastern European Films in Wiesbaden, Germany. It will also screen in Linz, Austria, the Crossing Europe Film Festival, and in May at the Hot Docs Film Festival in Toronto, Canada. Filmmaker Nino Devdariani will participate in the Producers on the Move program at the Cannes Film Festival in May, which is aimed at helping producers find partners for their projects. Devdariani produced the 2014 film Corn Island. 25-year-old rugby player Mikhail Nadiashvili, who's playing for the Montpellier rug team in France, was named by a French sports newspaper as one of the best players of the weekend matches in France's national championship. On the topic of rugby, there's a project, We Bring Rugby to the Mountains, being run by a young journalist and a young rugby player. They've since opened an RC Ushba team for youth in Svaneti. The Art Association of Cologne Museum is hosting a solo exhibition by contemporary Georgian artist Andro Vekoa until the 19th of June. Parliamentary news: on the 15th of April, lawmakers adopted a resolution in support of an imprisoned Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko. It was initiated by the Free Democrats. The same day, Parliament unanimously adopted a resolution proposed by the National Movement, which calls on the government not to endanger Georgian Euro-Atlantic integration. Parliament passed with its first reading a bill on the corporate income tax reform known as the Estonian model that we have discussed. According to the bill, corporate income tax will only apply to distributed profits. Undistributed profits reinvested or retained will not be subject to income tax starting from January 2017. Other amendments to the tax code: only the Finance Ministry's Revenue Service will be authorized to carry out tax inspection. The Finance Ministry's Investigative Service, informally known as the Finance Police, will no longer have these powers. There's also a change concerning freezing bank accounts. The Revenue Service will be required will require authorization to freeze bank accounts from a court within 48 hours. If the request is declined or if the court fails to consider the request within 48 hours, the freeze on the bank account should be removed. Parliament's Human Rights Committee proposed amendments to the surveillance law. If a person is found guilty of tapping, possessing, or spreading videos showing a person's private life, they could be punished 4 to 7 years in prison. If it's committed by a state official that has an obligation to keep such information secret, the punishment will be 7 to 10 years in prison. The meme this week is a video that's going around showing the crazy winds that there were in Tbilisi last weekend. Stuff to read. Democracy and Freedom Watch recaps who are the ODRs, secret security agents that the TSU students were protesting about, who controls them, where they were embedded, with commentary from TI Georgia. Jumpstart Georgia has a timeline of the TSU student protest. New York Times Close at Hand blog visits the tiny Manhattan apartment of journalist Alice Faring. Dinner guests are invited to drink wine from a Hanzi, or Georgian drinking horn. Monica Elena looks at Tbilisi's fast-growing fashion industry. Georgi Lomsadze for Eurasianet looks at the prospects for Georgian honey exports to the EU. Judy Dempsey interviews Defense Minister Khidashely in Carnegie Europe on NATO and security. Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty Caucus report blogs outlines the implications of the back and forth between the President and Prime Minister on setting the October election date. Prime Minister Kvitakashvili asked the President to release a new edit in July. Margulashvili said he will issue it in May. Liz Fuller of Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty says the Prime Minister will effectively be obliged to sign it because the President would only be allowed to issue another edit in 6 months' time, which will be past the Parliament's ruling mandate. And the New York Times further explores the work of 4PLUS, Armenian photographer Nazik Armakayan, and her project to photograph the remaining survivors of the Armenian genocide 100 years ago. All this stuff will be posted on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 64, which is Georgia's rank in Reporters Without Borders 2016 World Press Freedom Index. It's the best in the region. Armenia came in 74th, Azerbaijan 163rd. The seventh session of Chief Anthony Bourdain's show Parts Unknown airs in April. There'll be an episode on Georgia, which is scheduled to air on CNN on the 22nd of May, so keep your eyes out for that. British Georgian Society is having their annual Supra on Wednesday, the 4th of May, at Little Georgia in Islington. Write them for info on the tickets. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango X-Ray Tango Bravo Uniform Kilo. Our email is tpeelpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tpeelpod.com. And we will finish with, from 1979, North London, this is Madness, and Night Boat to Cairo.
Okay. One, two, three, Night boat to Cairo.